More now on the Specially Adapted Housing Grant, the SAH. John Gonsalves is president and founder of Homes for Our Troops. That's a nonprofit that helps disabled veterans build new homes or retrofit old homes to adapt them to their disabilities. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Mr. Gonsalves, we heard in Audie Cornish's report the argument voiced by Congressman Bozeman of Arkansas that ranking disabilities is nothing unique to the Specially Adapted Housing Grant. It's the model for Social Security disability payments, for payments for workman's comp. Isn't such a system of rankings inevitable, and in some cases inevitably less generous to some than to others?
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly the case. Up until February of 2005, they didn't even have anything in the book about somebody who loses upper extremities. And we had a problem with a soldier, actually the one we built our first home for. His name is Sergeant Peter Damon, and he lost one arm above the elbow and one close to the elbow. And initially they told him that he could only receive $10,000 as well. So, you know, we can say all we want what they have used to come up with this, but we're sending men and women off to war. And maybe we can step up and do a little more. Maybe we don't have to do it the way that workers' comp does it.
But what is the appropriate fix here? Is it to change the rankings so that, say, the loss of the elbow is less decisive in how much of a benefit is granted, or to do away with such rankings? Would you suggest altogether so that a system is much freer and open to the disabled veteran?
Well, I think really what they need to do is take a look. We've got a lot of people who have been injured in Iraq and Afghanistan, and let's look at all the different types of injuries. And, you know, there was nothing in there before about somebody who was burned. There's still no wording in there about people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries, which in many cases is just as bad as a spinal cord injury. In some cases, it's worse. And, you know, that's another fix that we need with the Specially Adapted Housing Grant is the types of adaptations that they require. If we go just with what the VA guide says, on our first house, we were doing it for a double arm amputee, and our initial plans got rejected because we didn't have a roll-in shower for a wheelchair and grab bars. So I think there's too much in here that's sort of a one-size-fits-all, but that's not the case in the real world for these veterans.
I just want you to clarify. You're saying that the bars were pointless for the double amputee, but that you were rejected for that reason because somebody didn't actually look at the individual case?
Right.
Mr. Gonsalves, we're talking about a problem for which many of us feel in the gut the answer should be the sky's the limit. Somebody goes overseas, serves in war, and comes back seriously disabled, there should be no constraint whatever on what you spend. On the other hand, if this is happening by the thousands while the country is at war, the Department of Veterans Affairs will operate under some kind of financial restraint. There'll be some degree of triage going on here.
Right, and you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I think that's fine. I think they need to certainly raise the amount to reflect how much in percentage of a cost of a home the grant has gone down. Because if they had kept pace with the grant at its high point, the grant would be $145,000.
You mean if it still were the same percentage of the cost of an average house at the high point, today it would be that much?
It would be $145,000. But should we have the government pay the whole cost of the home? I don't know. But I think if some of the rules through the VA can be made to be a little smoother and raise the amount of this grant, I think it would be enough to where every veteran who qualifies for this will be able to get into a home.
Well, Mr. Gonsalves, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
That's John Gonsalves, who's president and founder of Homes for Our Troops. He spoke to us from Providence, Rhode Island.